that they holy, even though they hold the work that they melanin divine. We was first to walk this earth. Blackness is a badge of honor, it ain't never been a curse.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm always black and proud, like I'm James Brown. Black as the 80s when T'Challa first came out. Free black man, unapologetic. Black is beautiful, my name is in the record, check it.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound wave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. Streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. To hold. I
there's a place up there for people like you. Keep doing what you do, 'cause there's a place up there for people like you. When every day is a crazy day and nothing is going your way, and the thought of giving up is on your mind, when you feel all hope is gone and this life isn't what you want, I'll be your angel, I'll be your friend, I'll be your rock till the end. When there's nowhere to turn from all the bridges that you burn, and everything you've been through is lesson learned, but when you had it your
just to be close to you, girl, just for a moment, well, just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. Oh, baby. Ah!
You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. Oh, and then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man, a man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and new. Oh, woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you take my hand? Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. Alone, you and me, yeah.
Take my hand.
Girl, we'll live our lives together, yeah, together.
Together, yeah.
Together.
Just to be close to you, girl.
Just for the moment, baby. Just for an hour.
Just to be close to you, girl.
Hey, hey. Ooh, 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 ooh. I've been out there searching so very long, baby. Searching to find somebody just like you. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you
take my hand?
Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah.
Take my hand.
Girl, we'll be alone, you and me. To make love, to be loved by you, baby. To have your warm body close to mine. To whisper words that make you feel like a woman. Girl, I know our love will stand the test of time.
Just to be close.
Sugar, sugar, yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, girl, I wanna say, my arms are still burning.
Girl, you got me yearning for your love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Logging on to CKUT 90.3 FM, wherever we are, far and wide. We're here with you until 7 p.m. Please bear with me. I don't think my mic is working properly, but what is in this type of weather? All right. So anyway, let me get down to music. The songs that I opened with went out to several people, and I'll touch on it. The first one, Julie wanted to send it out to her brother in New York. Let me draw down the music some more. And to thank him for helping her through this pandemic. Also, Dennis Greaves in Milton, Toronto, Ontario, sent that out to his friend. Thanks for being the friend that you are. And of course, the Commodores, just to be close, Delroy Simpson. Bobby, I know it's a bit low there. I'm seeing it on my butt, so I'm going to try and change it over quickly as we can as we move along. All right, so bear with me. And let me turn up this music and see if I can do that. All right? Yeah. I think I got it. This is what happens when you broadcast from not your regular studio. Our regular studio is getting fixed and nicely put together by Spencer and his crew, my favorite tech head at CKUT. I saw him one day this week, Thursday. You know what I hate about these young guys? How skinny they are. I am totally mad at Spencer for being so skinny, but I love him. He could be my son. Him and this other one, Nicholas, that I can't say skinny, but he's going to kill me. That's my DJ. I can harass him. But I just want to say, I hope you're hearing me better. And if you are, gentleman who just text me back and tell me that you're hearing me better. It hasn't improved. Let me know, all right? Sir Adam. Yes. So where was I? I completely forgotten. This is radio business when you're not in your regular environment. So bear with me. On the half an hour, I have a veteran singer from Jamaica. For those of us who are Jamaican, we will know him for sure, but I'm going to try and introduce him to my listeners who are not familiar with the name Tony Gregory. He's been as long as I've been doing this thing, not the radio, but fooling around with bands and all that, he's been there. And I'm going to try and bring him on. Thank you, Bobby. I gotta just take off some of the ringing here. much better. All right, thank you, sir. And I'm linked to a station in Washington. Bobby sent me the thing. I've been doing so many things I completely forget the call letter for the station, you know. Let me get down this music here. You know, this thing is really driving us crazy. And, you know, it's a year to yesterday that this thing started. A year ago, this awful pandemic was so frightening. I first realized how serious the situation was as I went to my favorite, my usual pharmacy to pick up some stuff. When I got to the back, to the where the pharmacists are, my favorite pharmacist, he came, and without saying a word, he put his hands on my shoulder. He came from behind, put his hands on my shoulder. You know, I saw him coming around from the counter, and I'm wondering, where is Jonathan going? He came from behind, and he, this bell is gonna mad me. I'm a lot of static. Where is that coming from? I don't know. That must be from CKUT. I don't know. All right, so I got to live with it until I can figure this thing out. As I was saying, I didn't realize how this thing was until my favorite pharmacist came out and he put his hands around me and he says, I don't want you inside here. I said, why? He says, just bear with me. And we walked together outside. And he says, don't worry. Whatever you order, whatever you do, everything will be delivered to you, all right? So don't worry about it. And I said, okay. And that is when I realized how serious this thing was. Even 10 months after I went there, I tried to go in with my mask and all that. He says, no, not now. I don't want you. I asked him if it was okay to come in. He says, no, he doesn't allow his dad to come to the pharmacy. So he's not allowing me as a good friend. I realized how many people were dying in the States. It drove home the point. The effects of COVID have taken its toll. Not being able to touch my grandkids is horrible. No friends over, can't hug, touch, laugh too close. But there is hope. I am no doctor, please, no scientist, but I firmly believe in these guys. Because I listen to them closely, I read whatever it is. I talk to my doctor friends, and they're saying help is on the way. Take the vaccine. I did last Monday. So in 15 days, guess what? I'm going to hug my two boys, Kingsley and Mr. Alistair. Kingsley is only 2+. And Mr. Alistair is only 5+. But I miss them. They're my life. So that will be it. So I hope I'm not telling you what to do with your lives. I am no doctor. I'm no specialist. No nothing. But go get your flu shot. Not flu shot. Your vaccine. And a lot of static. You're still getting static there, Joel? Don't answer me yet because I will check it out and get back to you. The director, one of the directors of CKUT, asked me because they're putting together something. And all those people that I've taken your requests and I've played for you, remember the funding drive is coming up shortly, all right? I'll let you know. You notice I took on a different accent or accident. And she wanted to know what was my favorite movie. I don't have a favorite movie. what reminds me of the pandemic that we've had here. And all I can think of is Barbara Streisand doing a version of this Memories. She asked me to sing it, by the way. That's why I'm doing it. Okay, folks, you know, I'm a bit shy. Okay, so there we go. I don't have no notes here, so I'm just going to pull it out of my head. I'm just going to sing our first two verse of it. Memories like the corners of my mind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Would you believe I'm nervous? All right, that's it. One of these days when everything is working good, I'll sing whatever you request, because once you donate, I sing. It's called Donate Stretch Sings, all right? But I have a great singer coming up. I'm going to try and get him on the phone in the next couple of minutes. So just let me play two commercials, and then it's 25 past. I will get back to Mr. Tony Gregory.
By TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Folks, I'm getting it slowly. My guest is on the line, but let me introduce you to one of Jamaica's much loved and famous vocalists. With over 50 years in the business, my very special guest, first time on the air here at CKUT Radio in Montreal, but I'm sure it's not the first time in Canada, and as we talk, you will hear why. Let me say a pleasant good evening to Mr. Tony Gregory, Mr. Anthony Gregory, or Tony Gregory. Which do you prefer, Tony?
Good evening, Howard. My middle name is actually Anthony. Yes, ah. So I use that. You see, my first name is actually Fred. Frederick, so it's Fred Anthony Gregory. But from the beginning, everyone said Tony, so which is a short of Anthony. So that's how it came about, Tony Gregory.
Ah, all right. So we'll use Tony Gregory, because I kind of love that Showtime name.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'm going to get into a little bit of history. Now, you got to tell me where you started to sing. What got you involved in singing, and how early in age and all that? Where was this?
Well, to put it in a nutshell, I started at Alpha Boys School.
Whoa.
As a very young, yes, I was in Alpha for a few years before I won the All-Ireland Championship in Jamaica. This was in the late 50s. I was 12 at the time, so 1958. And I won All-Ireland Championship, which Coxon put on at the Ward Theatre in downtown Kingston.
Mm.
And then after that, I started to then sing. I consider that singing professionally, because before that, I was doing all these contests from I was 10 up until 12 with Vera Johns.
Opportunity.
Who was he was an entrepreneur who put on contests, you know, on radio, which was Radio Jamaica at the time. And also in between films at, you know, the Palace Cinema and, you know, Majestic Cinema, places like that, you know.
Right.
And also had, it was called Opportunity Hour. And it was also on radio as well, like a sort of a five-minute thing called Opportunity Knocks.
Right, right. I remember that. I sort of tried it once myself. Didn't do too well. but folks, just in case you're wondering, when he said he started off in Alpha, I have to let people know this is worldwide acknowledged school for music. 90% of our real musicians then in Jamaica started at Alpha, musicians and vocalists. And Tony Gregory is no joke. So I just wanted you to know that. No, I listened to some of these guys because, you know, I tell you a little secret about myself. I lived in Vineyard Town at the time, and I used to walk through Alpha to go to my home in Deanery Road. And I used to hear these guys practicing, and I wanted so badly to even, you know, learn something, but it was good. Now I know why you're so good on stage. Folks, you got to see this man on stage, eh? All right. Anyway, moving right along.
Okay.
I know you became the lead vocalist with Jamaica's top band at the time. How did that come about?
You're talking about Byron Lee and Dragonair.
Yes, sir.
And this was in 1960. But a little bit prior to that, you know, JBC started also in 1959, when I did work there a little bit, and also did, you know, they used to have this, it wasn't really a contest, but we used to do a hit parade at the Regal Cinema live on a Friday night, you know, so I used to sort of sing songs that worked with my voice, you know,
whosoever
was in that top 10, you know,
right?
Because at that time, a lot of the singers or songs that were in that top 10 was mostly American singers, you know. So that was another avenue, and then I joined Byron Lee from 1960 to 1963.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask
and
you?
With the band, I toured the West Indies for the first time.
Okay.
In 1963. We also backed and worked on with a lot of international artists, most of them coming out of America. We're talking about Sam Cooke and Benny King and the Platters and a host of them, you know. I could go on and go on.
Yeah,
Chuck Jackson.
That was one of my questions, you know. Name some of the famous artists that you've sang with.
Ray Charles, you know,
wow.
Jerry Butler, you know, even Paul Anka, who's Canadian.
Right.
You know.
Yes, and what was it like, to be honest? Let me ask a very foolish question. What was it like opening or saying singing before some of these major names. How did it feel, Tony?
Well, I always look forward to doing that type of thing because, I mean, I was young then, you know. So, mm-hmm. you know, 16, maybe even before that, 15, 16, 13. And, you know, once you did that, you know, you always felt, you know, when an artist comes to Jamaica and they're a big artist, you know, and you are working with a band that is also doing like a few acts before. And I had the opportunity, because I was the vocalist of the band, to go and sing a few songs. Oh, man, you know, you have to put all that you had in it, you know.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, the local people really went for that, too. But yes. They were all waiting for the big act, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it was a good experience.
I know, because, you know, I remember I did a little thing. My band did a little thing. We were opened. Ronnie Nasrallah had gotten us a job to open for the Choking Kind Man, Joe Simon, whatever his name was. And I was so nervous, I couldn't concentrate. But that was good. So the music in Jamaica then was live music at all times, and that means you...
It was mostly live music. I mean, the band, we played mostly on weekends. Sometimes we played a little bit more. I mean, when you have these shows, of course, you play around the island. But the band itself was playing mostly on weekends, you know, and that was great. I mean, you know, you're working all the time. Even at my young age, you know, I was just working all the time. But of course, you know, it was it paid off later on in your life, you know.
Right,
it was
right.
All exercise, voice exercise, and you had a chance of singing all types of songs. Yeah. You know, when you're with a band, you used to choose songs that you know that would work with your voice. You know.
Yes.
And. But I was very lucky. I also did my very first single I did with Byron Lee, a song called Baby. And the B-side was Ayalina. And that was in 1961 when I did that.
Mm.
Yes. And, you know, so that was really nice to hear that coming over the
radio.
The radio.
Oh. God, that sounds so much like something I know of. Hearing your voice on radio was something else. And, you know, talking about voice, you sent me something the other day and I asked you to. But before I do, I want to introduce the people to the voice of Mr. Tony Gregory. And still standing tall and doing his thing all over the world. But now he's back home in Jamaica, which we'll talk about, because where he lives is totally beautiful, and I'm jealous. And I'm not afraid to say I'm jealous, all right? So,
okay.
All right. Beautiful flowers with his wife. I saw them on Facebook, Fastbook, they call it. We're going to do a little thing here for a minute or two, Tony, to let the people... get a touch. For those of you who have never heard Tony Gregory, this was one of his major, major hits. And you're going to tell me what year this was, Tony. And believe you me, this thing is still played in parties, in Jamaican parties. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 FM. I am talking with the versatile Mr. Tony Gregory. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Listen to this voice.
Why do I keep fooling myself when I know you love someone else? Only a fool breaks his own heart. Now I pretend that I don't see when you walk with him down the street. Only a fool
breaks his old heart. Now I have to admit it, though it hurts me so, girl, I can't forget it. If I'm a man, I'll let you go. No use in trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool.
Tony?
Yes?
You make me want to sing, my friend. Only
it seems as if you like slow songs, right?
I love ballads.
You have a thing for slow songs.
I love ballads. This is why I'm a big fan of Tony Gregory, okay?
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about...
That was a song I did with Coxon. I mean...
oh, yeah?
In 98. Coxon Downbeat, you know.
Yes,
Studio One.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you're saying that.
That was recorded in 1966.
Whoa.
I actually did. I was in the Bahamas and heard the song. It was originally done by Arthur Prysock. And I was on my way back to Jamaica after doing a stint in the Bahamas with Carlos Malcolm and the Afro-Jamaican Rhythms.
Right.
And then I said, oh, I love this song. I mean, I think I could do this. So I went straight in the studio and I did a couple of songs, and that was one of them that, you know, came out of the sessions, you know. And so... that was released as a single. It eventually came on my first album, which was released in 1968, which was called Tony Gregory Sing. And then it was a mixture of songs that I did for Studio One from 1964 to 1966. And the reason why that album came out and was a compilation album of different songs that I did was because I was in England when that came out in 1968.
God, yeah.
And they decided to put an album out for promotional purposes.
You know, every time you say Coxon, I am glad because, you know, I want the young... my young listeners who are lovers of music to understand it wasn't just reggae or whatever. Coxon put out a lot of good music in his days in Jamaica, and this is one of them. This sold a lot, didn't it, Tony?
Oh, it did very well. I mean, that is Jackie Me Too playing with me,
wow.
which was good, you know.
Ah.
On the organ, you know, that's Jackie, yes.
Yes.
And, the late Jackie. I know that he lived in Canada because I also lived in Canada.
In fact,
between when I went to, after I did that song, actually, I'm Only a Fool, I had actually moved between
Toronto.
The States and then ended up in Canada. So I ended up in Toronto in late 1966. Stayed there until 68, and then I went off to England. And did a tour with a band it took, you know, which was very, very, very successful from a musical point of view, but from a financial point of view, it was a total disaster. But still, another experience for me.
Yep. I understand everything you're saying where the financial part is concerned, boy. The promises.
It's one of those. That type of thing was just because it was a band and myself, a couple of us with Count Prince Miller. You remember Count Prince Miller?
Oh yeah, do I know him quite well too. Yes.
Okay, well, Count Prince Miller, he first went to England with the Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. It was another band.
Yes, sir.
He ended up there and they did a split. So he decided to I have a group, and then he said, call the Counts, and then he said, hey, Tony, come over, man, and I said, okay, then let's call the Tony Gregory and the Counts, you know, and so that's how that came about. And so we immediately went on tour.
Yes.
As soon as I arrived there, and it was, you know, up and down, you know, nightly things, you know, you were just on the road the entire time. So I went through all these areas of England, Scotland, and Wales and all that. That was very hectic, but really, I remember the band and us stuck, I mean, in one of those Ford vans, you know,
Ford Transit,
driving with instruments and everything up and down the highways.
But
that was interesting.
Learning experience, wasn't it?
Another one, yes, another one.
Another one.
That's all part of life, man, experiences.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
If you don't have experience, whether good or bad, you know, you're not living.
I thank you for saying that, sir, because I do that, say that quite often. If you haven't had experiences,
yeah.
And the band experiences for me was the greatest, believe you me. And
yes.
So what happened in Toronto? You didn't stay there too long.
In Toronto, I came back after that
go ahead,
disastrous, was good. After that, in 68, I came back at the end of 68, stayed 69, and 70, I left again. 70, I left and went to Europe.
Right.
To England. I went back to England. Stayed there for 1 year and then moved. I had to go and promote a record that I recorded in London, and so it came out in Germany. So that's how all that came about. So I ended up in Germany in 1972.
Mm.
It's a Jeez. Long story. I mean,
I know. We want to know the story because we want to know if you weren't talented enough, yeah. You could not hold these jobs for sure. You know, I could
yeah.
sit here and play everything, but you know. I am glad to know that because when I came to Toronto, it was 69. And I heard Tony Gregory was appearing at some club, La Coq d'Or or whatever it was.
Oh, yes. I remember that. La Coq d'Or, yes. Down in Yonge Street. There, off
yes.
there yes.
And I came there and I saw you in action. But boy, you were a big star. The moves on the stage, I said, wow. I'm telling you, folks, you got to... No... You're a real showman, you know. Believe you me. I don't know how you do it, but you control that band, and I guess the experiences from Byron.
Well, you know, it's like I said, it's just a matter of you know, you develop your own identity in what you do, you know, and that goes with you over the years, you know, and if you don't drift, go into other things, which I'm not one you in terms of recording, for instance, or in terms of performances. I stuck to what I can do, or how I did what I'm doing, you know, and never went to in the sense that where you see today when you see an act, you can see so many acts doing the same thing,
yes,
or singing the same thing or the same lines and all that sort of thing, you know. I'm not into all of that, so you know, so I really stuck to what I knew well, you know, and I sit here today.
Yes, because what you do well, you've done it well. You understand? Because I hear people talk about you. Tony Gregory. Oh yeah, we're gonna see. So, what, you know, like now you're back home after how many years abroad, all over the place? How many years were you out of Jamaica?
Oh, a long time, because I don't, you know, this would take up all of your space here now, you know. I mean, I've been to practically every corner of the world.
Right.
Worked in every corner of the world, you know. But if you want it in a nutshell, yes, I did the whole of Europe, the whole of Asia, you know, far as long before Jamaicans ever dare or thought of going to these places. I mean, Russia. You know, and in Europe, used to have the Iron Curtain. So I worked in places like Bulgaria, Romania,
wow.
And I could go on, you know.
Singing in English? When you went to Bulgaria?
And even Japan.
Okay. Huh? Did you sing in English when you went to these countries?
Of course, yes. But then while I was in Europe, you know, I lived in Germany. So I immediately learned German. So I do speak German. And also that I, if you're living in Germany, you're moving around, you tend to pick up languages, you know. If you are interested, a lot of people aren't, but I'm sort of inquisitive. So I want to speak the language. So I do end up speaking German, Dutch, you know, a little bit of French, not that much, my French, Italian, you know. And then, of course, you know, I'm married to an Italian. So that takes care of that, where Italian is concerned.
You better understand the language.
And then, of course, you know, you can't forget, I'm learning Patois now, because it's all different from how we used to speak it when we were young, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. So do you do works you do works in Jamaica every now and again, or what?
I've been mostly working, you know, one of the prime things that I was doing in Europe, what I ended up doing, was productions. Produce other people, produce a lot of acts in different languages as well. But the reason for that was because it was all my material. So I wrote everything, and then I would find singers or you know, companies who needed music, especially international music, you know, and then they would then put a sub lyrics of the country, you know. And so I have songs that would maybe have 20 or 30 different versions, even just normal songs, you know.
Yeah,
and that was I set up an publishing, you know, and concentrated on copyrights, you know. But I did still sing and perform as well.
Didn't know that side of you at all.
I've had a good set of songs in Europe.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. So tell me something now, Tony. Have you just thrown in the towel, or do you think when this COVID...
No. That will happen until I die.
This COVID thing, I can invite you back to Canada for a show or two?
No, I'm not performing that much anymore, you know.
I don't perform
that much. You know, there comes a time when, you know, I've done all this traveling and all that sort of thing. I'm now living. In other words, if you have to do that, live, and I just found a little corner in Jamaica up on the hill, and
folks,
you know, live quite.
Don't believe him. It's a beautiful corner.
You know, just health conscious and all that type of thing, and you know, in the way the world is at the moment, so I do that. So and I'm pretty happy about that.
Let me ask you something.
Performance is getting less and less because, you know, I do maybe one or two performances per year. I mean, I did a few once I got my, you know, the government gave me an order of distinction.
Yeah, I was coming to that.
When Jamaica became 50 years independent, things like that. And I performed, you know, and I do, you know, I did things like... Grooving in the Park in New York and things like that. But this album that I'm working on now, which is almost finished, is my last thing that I feel very proud of, although some of the people that are on the album have passed, you know.
Oh.
But at the same time, I am very happy how the album is coming. And, you know, one of the first songs Marcia Griffiths.
Yes.
First time when we were at Studio One, we recorded a song called You're Mine. And that was her first, although she recorded some songs before, they were never released. The first song she had ever released was with me, that song, You're Mine. And that was a nice success in Jamaica. You remember that song?
Oh,
You're
yeah.
Mine and We Belong Together. You remember that?
Listen to this. That's the voice of Tony Gregory along with Marcia Griffiths being played on a record, folks, all right? on the Coxon label. Yes, you're surprised on that.
Great record, yeah, that's great, man.
I will never throw away my 5,000 records. Okay.
It's 5,000. Oh, that's a lot. Yes. Okay.
I love my music, and that's I remember that "You're Mine" by with you and Marcia Griffiths. I've
yeah, that was 1964. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know,
and there was another track that was a big hit, was "Baby Come On Home."
Ah, "Baby Come On Home." Should have told me
that was a big hit in Jamaica, and that was also with Studio One. That was, in fact, the first song that I recorded with him was that, and there was the "So Let's," which. On it, which included Rita Marley.
Oh, didn't know.
Also in there.
Wow.
So we're all, I mean, with Bob and all of that, we were all from that area, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes.
As you know. So,
you know, one of the things is you chose very well the songs that you sang and recorded. I don't know if I could just touch a little bit on a song that you sent me. I am totally in love with it. You don't mind?
What is it? Is it the slow one?
Yeah, this one here. I you're reading my mind, Tony, and that's not good. Folks, this is Mr. Tony Gregory. Sometime during the week.
That was from my last album.
Who is the saxophone player? Is that
Dean Fraser.
Dean Fraser.
That's Dean Fraser.
Listen to this, folks. I'm just giving you a small taste. Let me rewind it and take it back from Tony Gregory. Beautiful arrangement, beautiful voice.
Baby, don't you know I love you?
Wow.
And I've been saying this all the time. And if you've been hearing me now,
I gotta cut this because we only got 3 more minutes to go, Tony. And I tell you, wow. You hit the nail on the nail on the head with this one here. I'll be playing it too much. People gonna get fed up.
Well, you can play them another time. It doesn't matter. You have them now, so you can play them. You know?
I will be playing them. You know, Tony. Yes.
I know you would like that one, but you're gonna end with the new single then that is coming out of the new album, which is called Celebration. The album.
You know, you're gonna send that to me.
No, you have it.
The album itself? I thought it was just this.
No, you don't have. No, the album is not ready yet. But
okay.
I sent you the single. My Darling. That is the one. That is the single that is coming out first.
You
got that. So I love that song.
I got to tell you something. Sorry to interrupt you there. I shouldn't have, but I have to tell you something. My internet is overloaded. I just got a note from my tech. The listeners are loving your sound and friend. I'm telling you, they're loving you, Tony Gregory. You got to get back out on the road.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, this thing now has changed everything altogether.
I know.
Corona.
Yes.
The COVID, I'm saying Corona. Yes, COVID, you know, and that has made things even worse than, you know, even if you were thinking of doing anything, it's just really impossible at the moment. So
at the moment, yes.
We just have to just play, you know, we just have to play things, you know, just finish what I'm doing, this project that I'm doing, you know, and then just have it out there.
I hear you.
You know, it includes Marcia, it includes Toots, and Toots at Ken Booth.
Woo.
It's got a lot of people in there, yeah.
You know, Tony, I have one more minute to go, and I sort of beating up on myself.
Get touch with my darling then.
I have to give you a touch of everything I would love to, but this is requested by Tony Gregory himself, and it's called My Darling. Listen to this. I love his arrangement. Could you send me one of these arrangements so I could try and sing nearly as good as
sing
you?
Yeah.
I love you, my darling. I really do. And I hope that you love me too.
Wow.
I wish each day I could be with you and make our dreams come true, my darling.
Oh, yeah.
I think of you as joyful and also sometimes a sad, but I think of you mostly as a special person who's neither too good nor too bad, my darling. Green is a valley,
oh, yes.
Blue is a sky, and my love for you will never die. No matter what happens between now and then, my love for you will never end. I dream of you at night time and look each day myself to see, for I know somehow